NBC Hotline special report from Washington. Today, President John F. Kennedy made a public appearance just after the announcement of his new back injury. Here with details is Ray Scherer, NBC White House correspondent.
Today, President John F. Kennedy went to a downtown hotel to speak to the 1961 Conference of United Press International Editors and Publishers. As it turned out, he held an impromptu news conference after his remarks about there being no easy solution to the difficult problems we face. You will have to strain a little to hear the questions. Here is how it began.
My single most vivid impression of the events of the last few days is the recognition of what a long and difficult, but also long task that lies before us. I think that we're so used to bringing about quick results in this country, of having decisions made and implemented, of having enemies overcome, of having questions declared critical and then attempted to be solved, that we perhaps are not always aware in the present encounter in which we're engaged how long must be our view, how patient we must be, how persevering we must be, and to recognize that there is no single action, no new dramatic policy which can, of itself and almost instantaneously, change basically the balance of power or the balance of events in our favor or make our lot and our way so much easier. All of us, regardless of our age, will be faced during the next years with this constant task of maintaining our national security and interest and the security and interest of those countries and people associated with us. And there is merely because we come to understand and comprehend better the true nature of the struggle, merely because we recognize how worldwide it is, we must also recognize that it is going to be with us for a long time to come, that there are no easy and quick solutions to the difficult problems that we face, but rather those qualities which I believe Americans have in abundance, which is a willing to bear stress under long periods of time, that will be the quality which will perhaps be most important, and also the ability to perceive with precision those things which are vital and those things which are not. And it seems to me in that regard the press has a particular opportunity in illuminating the world scene and our American scene to try to point with precision to those things which really count in the significance of the present events and those things which may be dramatic but which are secondary. That places a responsibility of interpretation upon us all. And I can assure you that as president, I will do the best I can to try to make as complete the nature of our responsibility and the actions we must take to meet that responsibility. And I'm confident that this organization will manifest in its way its recognition that it is part of the great national interest. I'd be glad for two or three or four or five minutes to answer any questions you might have on any subject that might be of common interest. Thank you.
In view of the prevailing situation, is it your opinion that Mr. Khrushchev has reneged on his promise to you with respect to Laos?
I think we have to, we're going to stay at Geneva and see if we can come to a neutral and independent Laos. And, it's going to be task which I would think if we could not reach a successful conclusion on this matter in which both sides have used the same words, both sides have used the image of Burma and Cambodia as the kind of neutral and independent country that we're talking about, I would think in an area which is lies some distance from both of our borders, that if we cannot reach an agreement on this question, about which there seems to be willing to accept a public consensus, then how difficult, if not impossible, it would be to reach an agreement on any other question. So I will say that I would think that there would be a necessity for the, in order to have a fruitful negotiation there, for the ceasefire to be maintained and make every effort to achieve the kind of government we're talking about. If we cannot do it here, I would wonder where we could do it. I know of no test which is now immediately necessary for the atomic propulsion program at this particular time. Second, yes, I know of no test which is necessary at this time, or that the work has proceeded on any nuclear project which would make a test necessary for our program in outer space. Secondly, as I said the other night, I think it important that we continue, even though the prognosis was not hopeful at Vienna, that we continue on to stand by our draft treaty. This matter has great interest throughout the world. Nuclear testing is, and the failure of these talks would cause a good deal of concern the world around us. And if we cannot reach an agreement, I want it to be perfectly clear that the United States went to every responsible, conceivable length to reach such an agreement. I do not want the responsibility myself, or I would not want the responsibility before the world, to be the party which made it impossible to get that agreement. So that I believe that for now, we should continue to stand with our draft treaty and to present to the world the seriousness with which we view the situation, and also how impossible it would be to have an effective nuclear test agreement if the veto or the troika system were accepted. It's a matter, I can assure you, of in which we will concern ourselves with the security and defense of the United States. We also have to consider position of our country on this matter, because if the talks break down and the tests begin, we would have to initiate the action, and we want to make it clear where the real responsibility lies. So for the present, we're going to stay in Geneva and stand by our draft treaty, and then we will make a judgment if it appears that no successful action can be concluded. Well, I've explained my views and concern, which I don't think is a new one. I think every president has felt it, and that is that in meeting our responsibilities to our citizens, that we do proceed with responsibility in printing those matters which come in the intelligence field. But I think that I've said from the beginning this is a matter which the press must decide. There is no proposal that the federal government or the national government take any action in that area. So it's really, I would think, ladies and gentlemen, as you're all involved in this matter too, that it's a matter which you should consider, and I've merely presented the problem. I think that the important point now is that we are there in order to secure a neutral and independent Laos, and that is the posture in which we're going to conduct our present our negotiations at present.
But would you comment on the fact that several South American countries have told ambassadors to do
the thing
that we should adopt
and
live and
let
their attitude
towards possibility
of people?
I haven't seen those Well, I didn't listen to the radio, and therefore I'm sure that we'll get a chance to see Governor Stevenson's reports. There's quite obviously, as you know, I don't know what the words live and let live mean, and so therefore, until they're interpreted further for me, I will pass it by. I want to express my thanks to you all for having me. I was, Mr. Wilson invited me some months ago. I did not realize at the time that I would exactly in what context this meeting would take place. And I did want to come and express my welcome to you. The UP and the other organization are the source of much of the new information and much of the judgment on which the American people make their determination. In addition, the American press has a substantial influence around the world. We do not read, foreign leaders do not read the American press necessarily as we read the Soviet press to find out what the official governmental policy is. But quite obviously, there is an intimate interrelationship between your work, your responsibility, and the work that we're doing and our responsibility. And therefore, as a citizen as well as president, I want to say that you're most welcome in this capital city. Thank you.
President Kennedy speaking to and answering questions for UPI editors. It had originally been announced the president would use crutches for this appearance because of his back injury, but in the end he did not and appeared to the editors to walk normally. Ray Scherer, NBC News, White House correspondent.
This has been an NBC Hotline News special from Washington. Stay tuned to NBC for the later news on the next complete hourly news roundup. This is the NBC Radio Network.